Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Might be watching and thinking that it's too complicated and maybe you're not sure whether or not you qualify. There's a lot of support out there, especially beginning with the Small Business Administration. Tim, thank you so much for always being by our side to provide accurate and detailed information. So let's start with just your take on the second round of PPP and some insight from you.
Sure. Second round of PPP is already very fast. Just this morning in the Houston Business Journal, there was an article that highlighted the thousands of applications that have already occurred with some of the local banks. But it's a great opportunity whether you participated in PPP the first time it was available or whether you're now thinking about it. If it's a first-time PPP, it's up to $10 million depending on the size of your business and your payroll. And for a second draw PPP, it's up to $2 million, also depending on the size of your payroll.
Well, and on that note, speaking of first draw, second draw, some folks are still hoping that some of these will be forgivable. Any insight on that, whether it's from you or the Congresswoman, on any conversations regarding that?
Sure. Both of these loans have similar parameters. They're basically the same thing with a few minor differences, such as the amount, the possible amount of the loan that I mentioned. But fundamentally, there are three things you've got to do. For forgiveness, 60% or more needs to be spent on paychecks, and then 40% or less is spent on some of the other eligible expenses, so rent, mortgage interest, utilities. There's a small range of operating expenses, personal protective equipment expenses. And if you've been, you've had some civil disturbance around your business and it's damaged and insurance won't cover it, then this can cover that as well. And there's one more thing. You need to ensure that you're paying your folks at least 75% of what you used to pay them in terms of either wages or hours. Those are the three keys. If you do those, you should be able to get 100% forgiveness.
I will say, Tim, that it is important to note that, of course, there's never fails that there'd be people out there who are trying to take advantage of the system, whether it is to file for businesses they don't have or to charge people for this service. Can you talk to us about that and some safety precautions small businesses can take?
One of the things you can do is go to the SBA's website in Houston. If you just wanted to Google SBA Houston, we should be the first hit. And on that website will be a list of these banks. If you're looking for a PPP loan, I would encourage you to go find that list, choose a bank on there that looks good to you. It's probably the one you're already working with, and talk to them. Once you start talking to them about your PPP loan, then you will be corresponding back and forth with them, and you should never get anything from the SBA. The entire loan is going to be coming directly from that bank, and then they, in turn, engage with the SBA. So if you started receiving emails with an SBA logo on it, asking for social security numbers or passwords or things of that nature, realize that the SBA is not going to ask you any of that information in relation to a PPP. That's all going to happen directly with your banker.
Tim, could you talk to us a little bit about some of the things that businesses should have in place as they are contemplating applying for the PPP loan? What are some of the basic things they're going to need?
The key things that you need to apply to calculate the amount of your loan is you need to know your average monthly payroll for the 12 months prior to applying to the loan. So let's say you were going to go today and apply at the lender of your choice, then you would want to know your average monthly payroll for the previous 12 months. You're going to take that number, multiply it by 2.5, and that's the amount of your loan. As Sheila mentioned, if you're looking at the second draw, you do exactly the same thing. You want to know your previous 12 months average monthly payroll. And for those NAICS code 72 firms, hotels and restaurants predominantly, it's a 3.5 time multiple. But as long as you have that handy, you're pretty much ready to go.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.